40 on the Absolution. As the day goes on and Cardinal walks through his life like a ghost, trailed by a droid that now feels less like an accomplice and more like a nursemaid, he feels an increasing pressure in his chest. He takes his tray back to his room at dinner but has no appetite. Even the water is hard to swallow, as if there's a knot in his throat. Disgusted, he tosses it all in the garbage chute and heads for the shower. Last night's shower was a slapdash, angry attack on his flesh. Tonight, he moves through his first order outlined ablutions with a new sense of calmness, taking pride and comfort in every small step. He washes as they taught him at Brendel's Academy, left, down, up, right. He uses the precise amount of cleanser. He dries off in the way that minimizes time. He shaves with absurd precision, taking satisfaction in the rasp of his razor. This time, he does not nick his skin. When he shaves his head, he feels as if a new creature has been revealed. "My name is Cardinal," he says to the mirror. "Once CD0922. Before that, Archex. But now my name is Cardinal. I am a decorated captain of the First Order, and I am a loyal soldier." As he puts on a fresh bodysuit, he can't help noticing the muscles he's developed through years of hand-to-hand combat, running, and calisthenics. He's a man in the prime of his life, in top shape. He can outrun any of his charges, do pull-ups or push-ups until everyone else is winded. Just because he hasn't needed or accessed his power in several years doesn't mean he's helpless. Before putting on his armor, he goes through it piece by piece and shines it until there are no scuffs. No rough places. He selects a freshly pressed captain's cape from the row in his closet and arranges it flawlessly over his shoulder. Once he's fully dressed, he checks the boxes of ammo on his belt, then each of his weapons, ensuring his blaster is primed, ready, and set to kill. Phasma's knife still sits on his table. He recalls inspecting it last night, holding it up to the light as if to discover some secret hidden in the blood-flecked blade. Now he returns the knife to the box with the beetle on his utility belt, unwrapped and blade down. As he stands before his mirror, he sees a soldier that anyone would be proud to command. A leader and a warrior, flawlessly trained and adept at split-second responses to any situation. Brendel Hux once told him that together they were training a new generation of stormtroopers that would far surpass the flawed troopers of the Empire. Cardinal believed him then, and he still believes him. Cardinal knows in his heart that he's unbeatable. The only problem is that he now suspects Captain Phasma is much the same. As he puts on his helmet, he realizes that it's become home. Yes, sure, the Absolution is home, and these austere quarters are home, but Cardinal feels most himself when he's polished to a shine and seeing the world through the polarized lenses of his helmet. Is it strange, he wonders, that he's more himself in a uniform? In a costume? Up until yesterday, there was nothing strange at all. Nothing to question. Now, staring at his fully dressed image in the mirror, he understands that his humanity has been erased. The violently red uniform is just the outward expression of what they've done to a small boy found half-starving alone on a backwater planet. They've made him what he is, the First Order and Brendel and even Armitage. He's not the self-made man he's always considered himself to be. He's just another product, another perfect cog stamped out and plucked from a long belt of cogs to do his part in a larger machine. He was happy as a cog. But now that he knows the entire machine is a fraud, that Phasma and Armitage are selfish killers who care more about their own advancement than about the First Order, what's the point? Those children he's training will just graduate to Phasma's care and be molded in turn into whatever sort of monster is requested from on high. It's sickening. It's awful. And as Cardinal sees it just now, it's all Phasma's fault. Cardinal's eyes are locked with the reflective darkness of the helmet lenses. What color are his own eyes? Does he even remember? Before he realizes what he's doing, his fist shoots out and shatters the glass. This time, Iris does not beep in alarm. The droid appears unsurprised. Turning on his heel, he marches out the door, and Iris follows. It's only a short walk to where he's going. The training room. Phasma is known for her personal attention to every part of the Stormtrooper training regime she oversees, and every time she leaves the Finalizer to visit the Absolution, she fully dissects every component of Cardinal's curriculum, taking note of his students' performance and the battle simulations they've been running. Before, he's merely seen this as an intelligent way to transition the children's education as they age out of his barracks and into hers. But now he recognizes it for what it is. Arrogant meddling and intrusive surveillance. It's just another reason to hate her, but at least it means that he knows exactly where to find her today. The door slides open for him, so at least General Hux hasn't taken decisive action based on their little discussion earlier and locked him out of his own training room. After being excluded from the meeting, Cardinal has half expected to be marched out of his own quarters and tossed in the brig. If Cardinal knows Armitage, and he's known the weasel since he was a snotty and vindictive child, he knows that he won't be allowed to continue in his current capacity for long. Much as Cardinal gives demerits to recruits who tattle on other recruits, Armitage surely keeps a running tally of marks against him, and this is one scorch mark that can't be erased with a good polishing. Not that it matters. Cardinal sees what he wants. Looking down from the balcony into the sim room, he watches Phasma. She's down there in full uniform, helmet and cape on, riot baton in hand, working through a simulation Cardinal personally programmed as the graduation test for his oldest recruits. She's destroying it, of course, smashing even his best students' scores. Taking the remote control, as he so often does when interrupting a sim mid-battle to offer instructions or admonition to his students, he walks down the stairs and opens the door to the sim room. Phasma doesn't notice him at first, as she's in total immersion mode, all her senses fully focused on fighting a particularly agile Twi'lek in resistance gear, so he hits pause, freezing the scene mid-fight.
"And how do you find my program, Captain Phasma?"
he asks. Even through the helmet's vocoder, he sounds mocking, and he doesn't care whether she senses it. She unfolds from her fighting stance, lets her shock baton drop, and turns her head slowly, as if he represents zero threat, and she's surprised to learn he can speak.
"You know how I feel, Captain Cardinal. Your numbers are superlative, but your clever simulations and Armitage's automated regimens are no match for real experience. No matter how pretty, such insubstantial simulations can't compare to a flesh-and-blood foe."
Her hand brushes the Twi'lek's face, then slaps it. The droid underneath the holographic Twi'lek skin bobs from the hit.
"You can't have a real reaction to a fake fight. You never know a soldier's true worth until they've stood on the battlefield, faced with death."
Cardinal clicks the remote, and the hologram disappears. Sand, beasts, droids, civilians, obstacles, and enemy combatants disappear to reveal a huge room filled with combat holodroids in standby mode. The walls are lined in weapons and lit coldly from far above. It's just them now. Captain Cardinal, Captain Phasma, and their single witness, a floating droid silently recording their every word.
"So you'd what? Have me send children into real battle? Award them points for murdering civilians and possibly one another? My job is to make them soldiers. You're the one who makes sure they're killers."
Phasma steps closer, and Cardinal hates that she's taller than he is, forcing him to look up.
"Correct, Captain. I do make sure they're killers, because that's what the First Order demands. Courage, tenacity, and the ability to pull the trigger when the trigger needs pulling. That is how supremacy is won. You've never seen actual combat yourself, have you?"
Cardinal shrugs and casually pulls out his red blaster. And he's hit the bullseyes on three targets at the far end of the room.
"Of course I have, and I always received top marks. I consider it my duty to do as the First Order wills. I do as they command to the best of my ability, as Brendel Hux trained me to do. Even Supreme Leader Snoke speaks highly of my results and my skills. If you think my lack of recent experience is a problem, I suppose you could take it up with him. Or Armitage Hux. He does seem to appreciate a soldier with first-hand experience of murder.
The cold way Phasma cocks her head reminds Cardinal of some predator in the wild. He has her attention now completely, and he's utterly sure that this is a predicament few people have survived. In the chrome of her helmet, all he sees reflected is a field of bright red.
You seem to be hinting at something rather dangerous, Captain Cardinal.
Cardinal rams his blaster home in its holster.
A loyal soldier never challenges his superiors. But as we are both captains, I suppose I do have some questions about your commitment to upholding First Order ideals. You're wasting my time with these childish games, Cardinal. If you have something to say, say it.
The moment stretches out. It's impossible to lock eyes when both parties are wearing helmets, but Cardinal feels like whoever blinks first will lose. In the end, he isn't sure what to say. His training prevents him from directly accusing a fellow officer of murder, even if he's 99.9% sure she's guilty.
That's what I thought,
Phasma says, clipped voice dripping with disgust.
Coward.
Every wretched thought from the last day coalesces into rage. Cardinal snatches up her dropped riot baton, which flares to life the moment his magnetized gloves activate it. With a scream of rage, he swings for Phasma, desperate to feel the weapon collide with actual flesh, his enemy's flesh. But Phasma is too quick for him, spinning out of range and darting to the rack of batons on the wall. Ripping off her cloak with one hand, she whips her baton into position and charges at him, shouting a war cry of her own. The ululating scream echoes off the high walls, and Cardinal's training kicks in. He runs to meet her.